Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about the Sitka State Fair that's just around the corner is Jeff Budd and Elena Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's, you know, you came in like a month or two ago and, you know, just sort of reminding people that the fair's coming and a little plug of the different categories. But now...
It's coming.
It's coming.
It's like, two weeks away or something? Or whatever, August 11th, and what are we today, the 18th or 19th? 2.5 weeks, I don't know. But it's pretty soon.
It's very soon.
So those that want to participate, as far as bringing, you know, entering one of the 23 different categories, it's probably time to start getting more serious about that. And I can tell you what the categories are if you'd like.
Please.
I will. All right. So there's sweet bread, there's jams, there's homemade vegetables, homegrown vegetables, pickling, canned fish, smoked fish, chickens, hobbies, which includes crafts and collections and things like that, jellies, artisanal bread, savory pies, sweet pies, scones, canned fruit, flower arranging, bunnies, savory bread, muffins, canned vegetables, spam hors d'oeuvres, vegetable fruit art, and Elena will tell you about the photo contest.
And the photo contest is sponsored by
Harry Race.
Harry Race. And what is the topic of the...
The theme this year is Sitka Tough, so extra tough boots have to be somewhere within the picture.
That seems easy enough. It seems that everyone has a pair or knows somebody who has a pair. Have you had any submissions yet?
We have a few. The deadline is August 4th for the photo contest, so it is a week before the fair. But yeah, we're getting a few trickling in every day. So.
And then doesn't it work that... They bring the photos in, and then you're going to give them a copy?
Correct. $8 gets them a copy of their picture after the fair, after they're judged, and then entry into the fair. So there is no extra entry fee on top of that. And then all of that is donated to the Art Council.
Fantastic. Is there a certain file format that you need? Can somebody, like, just bring you a Polaroid or an older photo?
No. The part of the contest is it has to be taken within the last year. So we're trying to get new photos. There's entry forms at Harry Race Photo Department, and they have all the details on what is accepted.
Great. And are there age categories?
There are.
Yes.
And Jeff has those.
0 to 10, 11 to 17, and 18 and up. That's for all the photos plus the ones I just read off.
0 to what?
10.
Okay, so if
kids.
If a 6-month-old submits a,
that's
a
fine.
Boot, I will be, I'm there.
Well, maybe they'll be in the boot or something, I don't know.
That would be terrific. See, there's so many ways you can compose a photo. Okay, so some of those categories I heard, you could probably wait to the last minute and cram and bake a pie, but like flower arrangement and, I don't know, do you have to prep your bunny to get them sort of excited about competing?
Well, I don't know because I'm not judging the bunnies, but we've got criteria for each one of those categories. So we're looking for judges. So if somebody's listening and wants to be a judge, if they let us know, we're looking for judges. Some of the criteria is pretty simple, like bunnies, is a nose cute or the ears wiggle, is a fur pretty or clean and stuff like that.
It's aesthetic.
Yeah.
Got it.
But some of the other things, you know, I don't have the criteria with me, but with the pies, it's going to have to be appearance, taste, composition, things like that. So some of the criteria for the judges is a page, page and a half long, and some of it's just 3 sentences, bang, bang, and bang. So
do the people know, will I get a chance, like if I decide to enter, what my criteria will be?
No.
No,
we've already got the criteria made, but you can see what the criteria is.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Right. So
yeah.
I don't want to just bake a pie and say, yeah, this looks pretty good, if I know ahead of time what sorts of...
Yeah. No, you can go online and get all that stuff. If you go to sitkaarts.org, all that information is on. You have to dig a little, but it's there. And if you can't find it, then you just call 747-4821, and the person answering the phone will get you that information.
Terrific. And you do have... The one oddball category I can think of is the spam.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres. Are people eagerly looking to judge that or submit those?
Well, I think we have one judge so far, and I don't know how eagerly people are going to do it, but we'll find out. And there's also another, we have a specialty category. So when you walk in with something that we weren't expecting at all, we will take that item and we will have a develop a criteria, and we will judge that as well.
So, a wild card category.
That's right, yeah. Because last year somebody walked in with eggs. So we had an egg category all of a sudden, and they won because they're the only ones.
Isn't that like being a ringer? You know that you might bring something in that no one else. I mean, if you really need a ribbon that day for self-esteem,
that's fine.
Bring in the weird category.
Yeah.
You might want to rethink that next year.
Maybe. Well, we're learning as we go. This is the second year, but we'll have blue ribbons, red ribbons for second, green for third. Everybody will get a participant ribbon. And it's like Elena said, it's a fundraiser for the Arts Council. So we will charge admission. We will charge you if you bring in your items. And maybe we'll start rethinking some of those things, too, as we get more mature in being a state fair or a state in quotes fair.
Right.
And I don't know what makes it why can't we have a state fair? Why can Haines and Fairbanks and Anchorage or Palmer say they're a state fair? Who gave them the authority to do that?
I think there's a story there.
Maybe, but I don't know what the answer is.
Not yet. We'll find out.
Okay. Do you have to apply to the governor to have a state fair? I don't know.
Oh, an official seal?
We have an official seal on our ribbons.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Can you talk about the design?
It's this Alaska state seal. Mm-hmm. And then it's like the regular fair ribbons with they call it the rosette around it.
Right.
And then the kind of tails. And they're red, blue, and green, and purple. For the
different categories,
yep.
Right.
And judges get a ribbon, too, a badge that says judge.
It's amazing in this age of technology how we're still motivated by a ribbon.
Yeah, well, I think the Arts Council typically doesn't do a lot of competition. And so this is fun to do. Last year when Elena did we got a bunch of hearts from Brenner's, and we had 23, 24 entries? And it was really neat how people placed those in there. I think people like the idea to be creative in their mm-hmm. pies or photos, and also, I guess it's a traditional fair thing to see who's got the best. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's good-natured competition for sure. And just to take a step back, last year was the first state fair, and what was the impetus for having this?
Well, I was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, and the Palmer State Fair people were down here touting their fair, and I said to myself, we can have a state fair if we want. So we threw it together, and it turned out to be a beautiful day, and people participated, and it was enough people that we said, let's try it again, and we'll see what happens, and maybe it'll become an annual thing. I think people liked it. Even if the weather was not nice, it would have been fun. Because there was all kinds of interesting collections and hobbies and the different things that were entered. People spent a lot of time and did a lot of work to do that. So it was fun. It was fun for the judges, although it was difficult because they really took it seriously like they should. And there was entertainment. We'll have entertainment again this year, and we'll have, what we're calling midway fair food, although it will be outside underneath the shelter. But people enjoyed that as well. So just a nice, way to come with your families for kid-friendly and, get bragging rights.
A good, wholesome day.
All I got last year was a participant ribbon for my collection of postcards.
It all counts. Were you in competition with other postcards?
No, I was just in competition with other collections.
Be careful. You put it out there now. There may be some postcards on their way.
Well, I think we made a rule that you can't have the same collection again 2 years in a row.
So it is a good idea to contact you and the Sitka Arts Council to find out
what rules are.
What is coming. So Sitka State Fair, Sunday, August 11th, Harrigan Centennial Hall.
Yes, ma'am.
Indoors and outdoors?
Yep. And if you have questions, sitkaarts.org's got it all there.
And it's 12 to 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Five-hour fair as opposed to a five-day fair.
Yeah, so you don't have to spend the 5 days up in Haines. You can just do it in 5 hours here.
You get the best of the best one day.
That's right. If you're going to enter something, though, you need to have it there between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, or you can come Saturday from noon to 3 and bring your items down.
If you want to enter your photo, that's a whole week ahead.
Correct.
And you have to go to Harry Race's.
Yeah, that's not too much to ask.
No.
I'd like to thank my guests, Jeff Budd and Elena Brown, telling us about the Sitka State Fair. It's happening Sunday, August 11th, Harrigan Centennial Hall. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you.